Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. I'm your host, Mary Scanlon. Now, a holiday visit may have raised concerns about an elderly relative's ability to live independently, and that's probably why every January, the elder care experts at Assisted Living Services in Meriden see a jump in phone calls wondering about what people should do. Where should we go? What kind of things should we involve in our loved one's life? With me today is the company's co-founder, Ron DeQuilla, who is also a registered nurse. He's going to share how to assess if a senior in your life needs help, how to make it easier and less expensive to care for a loved one at home. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell people about what assisted living services is, and more importantly, assisted living technologies, because I'm always fascinated by what changes have been made and what's going on in the world with the technologies that people can use now to stay in place.
Yes. Well, Assisted Living Services is a family-owned business with my wife and two sons. We've been in business for nearly 25 years. And we also started a separate company called Assisted Living Technologies in 2010, in which we use primarily wireless sensor-based technologies to help seniors and people with disabilities age in place.
And age in place is just a fancy way of saying live in your own house. You don't need to leave your home and go live someplace else. You have the comfort of knowing, you know, without the lights on in your house, where your bathroom is, or the smell of your own bedroom. You know, all the things that make home, home.
Sure. I mean, that's the truth. And most people do prefer to age in place. Most seniors have lived in their homes for nearly 50 years or longer. They just usually don't want to move. But it is an option if they prefer to live in an assisted living community. That's an excellent option as well. But most people do prefer to age in place at home.
Now, issues that come up for someone if they want to, you know, live at their house still and stay at home is, you know, the things that you worry about. Safety, you know, medication compliance, making sure you take the right pills on the right day and not taking them twice. The wandering, falls, because one fall, once you're past a certain age, can really be a devastating medical event. And then the thing that a lot of people don't think about is the social isolation.
True. All those are factors. And, you know, you mentioned that earlier that we see a rise in the inquiries about home care services around this time of year. The fact is that many people visit their loved ones during the holidays and see some changes that might be subtle, or they could be more than subtle. You know, such as people being more forgetful, maybe neglecting their appearance a little bit or their hygiene, maybe not taking their medications properly, not paying their bills like they used to. The house isn't as tidy. So, you know, that being said, it's very important to try to identify some of these issues and find some help for folks. One of the first things that comes to mind, and it can't be overstated, is that if you see a change in a loved one, an aging parent or grandparent, the importance of making sure that they get a physical exam by their physician to make sure there's no underlying cause
first.
For that. You know, that's really the first thing. The second thing that comes into mind is, what do they do next? And I can't overstate as well how important it is to have discussions early on with your loved ones about this sort of life care planning. That way you're more prepared and you're less reactive, but you're proactive when the time comes and it's necessary to have home care or other services to help maintain somebody in their home.
Yeah, so even before any of these signs or signals happen, just have a conversation. What are your expectations about how you want to live your life? What are some things I can do that we can both agree upon that we'll both love, because nobody likes to be bossed around?
That's true. And, you know, it's you know, early on, it's important to make sure that people feel like they're part of the solution, that they're, there's some dignity that an individual has. They have freedom of choice, somewhat freedom of choice. And, of course, that's all part of gaining acceptance from somebody. I'll be honest. Usually we get calls from the sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters of the senior. Usually seniors feel they can do things on their own, and for the most part they can. But you really need to be an advocate for your loved ones and making sure that they're safe at home. And identify things. And then when the time is needed for home care, be sure to use a home care agency that is, registered in Connecticut.
Yes.
We're all licensed to do this type of service. It's better than trying to find help, you know, through ads and hire people privately.
And, you know, Aunt Sally means well, but she doesn't have all the proper training. You know, your
loved ones
try and step in and do it all. And, you know, family takes a village, comes together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Aunt Sally knows a lot of stuff and she knows a little about this and a little about that. But you need someone who's trained properly.
That's important. It really is. So basically, there's several ways for people to you know, seek out a home care agency. You can ask your physician, you can ask social workers, registered nurses, discharge planners at hospitals. They all know, you know, reputable agencies to use. That's really important.
Well, here's the thing. It's because sometimes, you know, it's not just the visit and the holidays that causes it. Sometimes it's something like a fall. I had a neighbor who had what seemed like was a very small fall. Like it was just, you know, a stumble. But she had broken her ankle, and she was not. She lived by herself, didn't even realize how bad it was broken, and was still trying. And those are the things, like a medical thing happens so quickly and so easily that, you know, our seniors might not take it as seriously as we should. And then you end up at a doctor's office, or she might have been dizzy because medications were wrong. You know, she'd lost a little weight. Maybe the dosage was incorrect. You know, it could be a million things when you're assessing the situation.
That's true. And many people are concerned about the cost of home care. So I do want to touch on that. There are several ways in which, you know, this can be dealt with as far as the cost. The first is usually home care services are paid for privately. And so through private funds and assets, people will spend their monies on this type of home care. The second is that there are programs in the state of Connecticut, if individuals qualify, Medicaid-funded programs. Specifically, there's one that people should seek out that's called the Connecticut Home Care Program for Elders. For information on that program, you can contact the Department of Social Services, or you can reach out to our agency, and we'd be happy to pass along information on how that program works. There's also a program that actually within that program, there's a adult family living program that very unusual, relatively new, actually provides a stipend for family caregivers to care for their loved ones. So you can actually get compensated. Not that most families expect compensation, but there is a program that does pay family members to care for their loved ones who might be at risk of institutionalization. And this is a way to help keep them home and making sure that the caregiver is well-trained and has the support services necessary to do the right care.
Now, let me say, when you guys go in and assisted living services goes in and you enter someone's home for the first time, someone's called you, they said, you know, Nana, we don't think she's taking her medication correctly. We noticed some changes over the holidays. What are the first things that you do when you go into a home? You know, you start with, you know, a checklist. I mean, how do we go about this?
Well, the first question to be asked is have they had a recent medical exam first? That's probably the first and foremost. Again, I already touched on that. But after that, we do look around the environment and see what challenges there are and then try to develop a plan of care for the client and that meets the needs of the family as well. Sometimes we start out with just a few hours a day with a personal care assistant to help with bathing and dressing, toileting, a little bit of housework, maybe grocery shopping, things to help settle things a little bit. It really depends on the need. And, of course, there's a wide spectrum of need here. If somebody's wandering or they are, you know, a significant risk to themselves, they may need a live-in caregiver, somebody that actually moves in and stays with the individual to assure their safety. So there's a wide spectrum, anywhere from a few hours a day or a few hours a week, right up to having live-in care.
And then you can look at actually where your loved one is living and check out the house and what's going on. You know what? When you have a baby, you baby-proof, right?
That's true.
And when someone's entering senior years, sometimes you need to do a risk assessment of what's going on in the home.
That's true. We do a checklist. We go through everything within the home environment to try to assure that things are going to be safe. And also we have a resources that can help in terms of if there's any home modifications that need to be done, we can refer out to folks that actually do modifications such as chair glides or stair glides, ramps, and so forth, bathroom modifications.
Because the bathroom is where there's got to be a bunch of accidents to happen in the bathroom. You add water to a slippery tile situation, forget it.
Yes, most falls do occur in the bathroom. So, you know, we're looking at all those factors. We put together a plan of care that includes hands-on care from caregivers, and sometimes we supplement and augment that care with our technologies, which is very unique. We're one of the few, actually the first agency in Connecticut that's utilized technologies in conjunction with caregiving, and we're very good at it.
Now, I've spoken to you guys before about the technologies, and there's really amazing stuff that, I mean, stuff that I didn't even ever think about before and that I want to get in my house as well. So you guys can go in, do an assessment for tripping hazards, improve lighting, add railings in the bathroom or handles in the bathroom, things that are going to make it safer. And then you make the recommendation for some technological devices so people can make sure that they strengthen an area of weakness that, you know, you might not have noticed.
That's true. Our technologies really focus on the main reasons that individuals aren't safe in their home. They're usually medication is a big issue. Falls is the second issue. And the third is having rapid efficient access to emergency care if someone needs it. So as far as medications, we have devices that are automated. They work off cellular technology, and they remind people to take their medications through various types of alerts. The device really is set up with all the meds in it, and think of it as like a laptop with compartments. And basically, when the individual is due to take their medication, the device will first blink to call their attention to it. If they don't take their medication, it beeps for a time. If they still don't take their medication, it'll automatically call the home to remind the individual to take their meds and or call a loved one. So that's an example of how some technology can help
improve. And there's also, because you know how many times you're like, did I take my medication this morning? Did I remember? And this is not even, I mean, I'm 45 and sometimes I still forget. So I remember you guys telling me about it locks and unlocks.
Yes.
There's boxes, pill boxes that you have, you know, a service come in and they set your pills up for the week. And then the pill box actually locks and unlocks. So you only take the dosage you're supposed to take for that day. And the rest of them are locked down.
That's correct. And we have these with clients all over Connecticut. And we can actually measure compliance. And what we're seeing is they're 95% compliant. So that's huge difference. Because most folks don't take their medications maybe 50% of the time properly. So this is a big deal. And this is a primary hospitalization.
Yeah, because did I take it? And then you take another set of pills, and then you've taken too much.
Right.
So either way, it's bad.
Right. I'm sure listeners are thinking, well, that must be expensive. But the truth is, I'll cut to the chase, they're about less than $2 a day. So really, for that, you know, level of expense,
it's
very, very important thing to think about.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Ron DeQuilla, and he is from Assisted Living Services and Assisted Living Technologies. We're talking about aging in place. We're all getting older. It's, you know, it's a part of life, and there are changes that we need to make sure that we can stay safe in our own homes. And you know what? It's not just about being a senior. It's about being human. You know, sometimes these, like I said, I forget to take medication all the time. Do I remember? Do I over, like, so these are mistakes that happen regardless of age. But you know what? As we get older, we get a little more stubborn. So sometimes we need someone like Ron and the gang to come in and help us out. So we talked about medication compliance and technology working in conjunction with personal care, but we've got other stuff for wandering and personal safety.
Yes, we have sensor-based technologies. We can actually put devices in folks' home, wireless, that help determine if a door gets opened. We have other devices that help make caregivers are alerted when somebody's getting out of bed so they can get to them quickly to avert a fall. And we also use different types of emergency response systems. These are the devices where you push a button, they go to a device that calls a call center, and then an ambulance can be dispatched if there's an emergency. But they're not just in homes that we can use these now. They're actually very portable devices and allow people to be mobile out in the community, and use GPS tracking so that if somebody does need help, if they're out and about on a golf course or if they're out shopping or something, and they have an emergency,
you can track them down.
They can be tracked, and you can have that rapid access to emergency care.
Because how many times are you watching the news and you hear a silver alert come on and somebody has wandered and they are missing their medication and it's someone who might need your help? And with weather that's like been going on with this polar vortex that's been moving through the area, you can't be lost outside for a half hour, 45 minutes, never mind for longer than that. So stuff like the wireless bed pad sensor that you talked about that alerts you to the sensors on the doors. There was one other one that we had talked about on the phone, and it was something I do all the time too, and it's leave the stove on.
That's true. We do have devices that help promote safety that actually two devices from different manufacturers that can be put on a electric stove very easily that use sensors that can determine whether the individual is around the stove cooking or if they've left the stove unattended. And if that's the case, the stove gets shut off.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, excellent. And we really use those widely, not just in private homes, but also in group homes and other independent living
cook
environments.
Cook Stop, that's what it's called. And that's then correct. There was Fire Avert, which was actually featured on Shark Tank, one of
that's
my favorite shows. Tell everybody about Fire Alert.
Yeah, Avert. Fire Avert was actually invented by a firefighter. Very interesting device that senses if there's an issue within that environment and can help shut the stove off, by utilizing wireless technology. Again, very simple to apply, not expensive, and good as far as making sure that somebody is relatively safe in their home.
So how does a family get started if they decide that they want in-home care? Let's circle back to that. So you've gone and done the visit, and when choosing an agency, again, we just want to remind you that you should go with someone who's supervised, bonded, and insured with liability and workers' compensation insurance, because, you know, places that are doing it the right way are making sure that, you know, not any Tom, Dick, or Harry off the street is coming in. These are national background checks that are being done, and they're being paid directly by the agency with no secondary fee from the client. So no money passing hands from your senior loved one.
That's true. And, you know, again, the safety factor is there that you have an agency that is going to be responsive. They are involved in the care. They work with you closely. They visit and do unannounced visits to assure the quality of service. They use a service agreement, which is required in Connecticut. So it's similar like a contract. So you know exactly what you're getting. There's replacement coverage if somebody calls in sick. Those are all important features of utilizing a established home care agency.
Yeah, so if someone has a sick day that day, you're not just getting your loved one skipped. Like, they just don't skip services that day. They've got someone who can come in and still take care of them.
That's true. Another important factor why an agency is good is that you shouldn't be paying individuals privately or under the table, which is really not safe. And also, once that person is going to apply for a Medicaid-funded program, the state really wants to know how you spent that person's money. And so that's why it's very important to utilize the proper services, paying them for the services, so it's all trackable.
On the up and up.
That's correct.
And now, Assisted Living Services complies with all of this, and you guys are well-trained. I mean, you've got the gamuts.
Yes, we use mostly home health aides or certified nurses' aides. We have a staff, including registered nurses, that within our management that assure the quality of service. We visit regularly. You know, one of the things that people struggle with is who to turn to for help when this arrives. And we're always trying to be helpful. But you can't underestimate the fact that you need to use the resources around you and seek out help. And one of the, entities that can be most helpful is using an elder law attorney to help with the planning, life planning, looking at finances, assets, and discussing, getting on various programs. They can really help you. There's a lot of programs people don't know about. If you're a veteran, for example, they can help you get on a veterans program that helps pay for services. Also, there's geriatric care managers. These are individuals that work closely with families to help set up a plan of care. That's another great resource. The Department of Social Services in Connecticut, it's an excellent resource. and the Connecticut Home Care Program for Elders, another great resource. Alzheimer's Association in Connecticut, another outstanding resource. Give them a call if you have questions, if your loved one has Alzheimer's or dementia. And certainly support groups. You know, there can't be, understated that it's important
support
to be
groups
involved.
Are important mm-hmm. with whatever is going on. Because you know what? Sometimes when you're dealing with stuff and it's overwhelming and you're awash and you feel like a wave is crashing on over you and you don't have time to recover before the next wave comes at you, you need a village that gets it and is maybe not going through exactly what you're going through. But, you know, groups like that, you know, you feel like someone gets it.
That's correct. It's just very important to make sure that you seek out these resources ahead of time. Good idea to do before you need actual care so that, again, you're prepared. You're not reactive, but a little more proactive about getting home care.
You got your offense set up before
That's
you need
right.
the defense.
That's right. That's
now, if somebody wants to get in touch with you to have you guys come in and assess current living situations or provide, you guys do free home safety assessments as well. How
Absolutely.
Do they?
Absolutely. Yes. You can call us. We have three locations in Connecticut. Our primary location is Meriden, but we also have offices in Fairfield as well as Clinton. And you can reach us at 203-634-8668. Or visit us on the web at assistedliving.ct.com.
And they'll just call and somebody will pick up the phone. You'll say, hey, this is what's going on.
That's right. And we really want to listen to what you're going through first.
Before. Nobody's story is the same.
That's right. Everybody's different and unique. We take care of thousands of grandparents. We're very proud of that. We feel like we're part of a huge family, truly, in terms of caring for people. We've been doing it a long time. So.
And you guys will come in and do the free home assessment. You'll check everything out. You'll, give explanations. And then, you know what, when it comes to the payment part of this, there, like we said, there are state-funded Medicaid programs administered through the Department of Social Services. There's Connecticut Home Care Program for Elders, and the Adult Family Living Program is there as well. And you guys have all the information on that. So when somebody gets awash in government paperwork and red tape and what papers you need to put in, you know, you guys are well versed on stuff like that.
Yes.
So you make it the ease of entering and figuring out that this is your role as a family caregiver, that this is the part, this is, you tell people, this is my thing.
That's true.
I'll help you with this. I'll take care of this.
Yeah. And then, again, there's two other sources that can help pay for home care. One is the veterans program that I spoke about
mm-hmm.
Recently, if people qualify.
That's not just veterans, that's their spouses and widows that might be missing out on income simply because they don't know it exists.
That's correct. And if they qualify for that program, it's a huge help to them. So we do know about that program and we can help with that. Another thing is some people have long-term care insurance, which is also a great thing if they do have it. Medicare does not cover non-medical home care services. It does cover for several weeks. It will cover if there's a hospitalization. It covers home health care.
For a short time.
For a short time. That's right.
Now, with that, the veterans benefit we talked about, that one is tax-free, and that's in addition to your Social Security. So it's not one of those situations where you have to, you know, give up anything to get something. This is in addition to.
That's right. And that program is not as easy to navigate getting onto as some others. So we strongly recommend using an elder law attorney to help with that.
So not only do you guys come in and help out and bring some peace of mind and some safety to make people feel better, but you know all the avenues and you know that there's a lot of wrangling going on out there, whether you need an elder law attorney or help filling out paperwork with DSS or making sure that you're getting the right technologies in a loved one's home to make sure that they're safe. You guys really, you really have it all covered. I mean,
well, we do try to do that. We were very proud that recently we received both statewide recognition for being innovative in home care.
It really
is. And also
is.
On a national level, we received an award.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
Very happy with that.
That's really wonderful because it was amazing to me hearing and when I was reading up on you coming in, it was just reading about the technologies that are out there and the things that people have thought of and the things that I never thought of that I'm like, oh, hey, that's, you know, really smart stuff. You really are bringing a lot of knowledge and information into people's lives. I mean, just me alone. And just think about how many people are listening right now and are going, oh, well, this is pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I really encourage everybody to check out Assisted Living's website. It's assistedlivingct.com. Dot com, and they're located, their technology showroom is in Meriden. So can they go in and just check out all the stuff that we've talked about today?
We have a full showroom, yes, absolutely, with all the devices on display.
And that's really amazing. So it's tangible. You can go check it out, feel it, touch it, see it, and see how it works. And that is located at 74 South Broad Street in Meriden. Go in, tell them what your issue is, what thing you're trying to fix or address, and you guys will have a solution in there to help figure it out.
Yes.
And then if you're in the store and you're like, you know what, maybe I do want a home consultation, you can do that right there as well.
That's right.
And all the products also, if you go to the showroom and you're not ready to buy and you're not sure, you can always purchase it through the website as well, right?
That's true. You can do that. Yes.
It's really amazing stuff that you do. And I really commend you because there are times in your life where you're not sure, you know, what to do, whether it's having someone who's well-versed in Alzheimer's, you know, or dementia care or hospice, which is one of maybe the most important roles.
Yes.
I mean, I can't say enough about hospice treatment. And these are the things that people don't know they need. And then once they understand the importance of all of this, it's really it'll blow your mind. Go check out assistedlivingct.com. Check out all the stuff they do, check out all the technology. And if you want to give Ron and the gang a call, the number is 203-634-8668. You're well versed in everything.
Thank you.
I mean, you really have it all covered, and it's a lot to know.
Oh, it is. It is. So people should feel free to call us. And again, the resources that we mentioned, feel free to seek out those resources. It's very important to be ahead of this.
Thank you, Ron, so much for coming in today and telling us all about all so much stuff that we needed to know. Assisted Living Services, Ron DeQuilla, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for tuning in this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.